Driver, we're clear.
Friends, and welcome to this week's episode of The Florida Project, the podcast where Disney fans celebrate Walt Disney World. If you like Disney and you like podcasts, you will probably like The Florida Project. I'm Jason. Across from me is Will.
Hello.
And next to us both is Michael.
Hello.
If you'd like to support the show, get access to some awesome bonus content, and hang out with us on our Patreon-exclusive Slack channel, become one of our Patreon Saints at patreon.com/TFP podcast. All of our Patreon Saints get ad-free versions of the podcast, as well as access to two additional shows, TFP Extra, and Disney Classics. Each week on TFP Extra, we keep the podcast train rolling with more zany fun, the airing of grievances, and a topic that may or may not be Disney-related. On the monthly Disney Classics series, we watch and discuss each of Disney's animated classic films. Additional levels and rewards are all on the Patreon site, so sign up at patreon.com/TFP podcast today and get more of The Florida Project. In this episode, we'll discuss some nonsense and small topics. Michael will give us the latest news. Will will tell us about race weekend in Williams Royal Race Rundown Report. And then we'll witness the glorious return of the small topics episode. All that and more is coming up on this week's episode of The Florida Project.
It's a small topic.
All right, small topic number one. The MCU just entered into its next story arc with the release of Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania. What was your favorite project from Phase 4?
Loki. Loki in Phase 4?
Yeah.
And Loki was my favorite. For sure.
Okay.
Maybe WandaVision.
Okay.
Maybe Wakanda Forever.
Yeah, Wakanda Forever.
Spider-Man No Way Home.
Yep. There's some bangers. All right, Michael, while Will thinks about it.
Spider-Man No Way Home.
Yeah.
That's Loki. Loki.
Spider-Man No Way Home had three Spider-Man and the Sinister Six. Sinister Six.
Loki. Yeah.
Okay.
Mine's going to be controversial, but it's going to be Eternals.
That's just...
I watched it again last night. It's so good.
Yeah. For me. If you want to help put yourself to sleep, sure.
It didn't help put me to sleep.
It didn't. No.
Got them all hyped up. That's why all my action figures in there have been moved around. Michael was out playing with them.
Yeah, for me, it's just different enough from the other ones, and it has so many like actual on-location shots and stuff. It just feels like a different kind of movie.
Yeah.
And it feels more epic to me.
They were on the Statue of Liberty in Spider-Man, Michael. I'm just saying.
Mine is WandaVision's in the running. Hawkeye is in the running.
Oh, yeah. Hawkeye. I'm changing my
Kate Bishop and Yelena Belova.
You don't have to convince me.
Sounds like Will liked Phase 4.
Yeah. I love Phase 4. I didn't see Werewolf by Night, though.
It was really good.
I never watched it.
You should watch that.
Missed it.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Hawkeye. Loved Hawkeye. Especially Hawkeye on second great. Watch. It
Hawkeye
was really good.
Really good. Yeah. There was a lot of good in Phase 4.
And it got us stupid. Rogers the Musical.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I watched Shang-Chi the other night, too, and I really like that one, I really like that one, too. Dragons.
Michael loves dragons.
Dragons and evil demon monster thing.
Mm-hmm. And Michelle Yeoh.
I love Michelle Yeoh.
Apparently not. If someone asked you for a recommendation for a non-Disney three-day weekend getaway from Atlanta by car, where would you send them? They leave Thursday after work and return on Sunday afternoon.
I would say the North Georgia Mountains.
Oh, that's a good one. Like, just rent a cabin and
yeah,
get some fried pies and apples.
Yeah, it's only like an hour from here, so it's from Atlanta, it should be within the 3-hour window.
Some nice trails.
Mm-hmm.
Take a nice hike.
Yep.
I mean, say you are, but probably not really going to.
Would you go for mountain top or riverside? Creek side.
I'd probably go mountain top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the creek one.
I think they're both equally fine.
Yeah. It's a good sound.
Typically, you're not going to get a great view unless you're in real mountains anyway, like up in Tennessee, like of the Smokies.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm taking mine back. I'm going to go into the Smoky Mountains. It's a little bit longer drive.
You didn't have one yet.
His was going to be mine. But we'll go there and go to Dollywood, too. That's my answer.
Okay.
That's not 3 hours away from Atlanta.
I didn't say it was 3 hours. You can get look.
It's a 3-day weekend. There's no car.
Oh, I thought you said it had to be within 3 hours.
No, mine's not 3 hours.
Oh.
But it does have to be like leave after work and not, and you know, get there at a reasonable
time. We'll get there by midnight.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
Mine's Charleston. A nice low country trip. You got great food, no matter what price range you pick. Great food. Good historic stuff if you like historic stuff. It's beautiful. The accent's great. And there's a beach and boats. Charleston.
Don't discount Savannah. Lovely town as well.
Yeah.
But everything in Savannah is just like a tick down from Charleston.
Yeah.
Like everything that's good about Savannah is the same in Charleston, but a little bit better.
Yeah.
Another contender is Asheville.
Oh, Asheville's good.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan. It's fine.
You got the Biltmore?
That was good.
Hippie stores.
Ugh.
Pretty good food.
How many IPAs do you need? I'm just saying.
Apparently an endless number.
Do you have anything that's not water? Cool.
You also have in the running, you have your Memphis.
Uh-huh. A little bit longer trip.
Visit Graceland.
Chattanooga.
Nashville.
Chattanooga, Nashville.
Couple of the Georgia islands besides Savannah, St. Simon's Island's lovely.
Yep. We went to Birmingham one time for space camp.
Yeah.
Huntsville.
Huntsville's a trip. It's like 8 hours over there almost.
What?
Yeah, it's longer. I was looking into going to a minor league baseball game there. It's like at least 6 hours.
Yeah,
it's
a long drive.
Huh.
The Rocket City Trash Pandas.
Nice. All right, and finally, if you could maximize a skill you either currently have or have an interest in so that you're suddenly a master of that skill, what would you choose?
Mm. Mine would be piano.
Yeah? Just be able to sit down and play anything?
Yeah. Because like I can play piano, but it's really hard for me just to sit down and play something, basically. Yeah. So if I could do that, I would be happier.
Oh.
With my skill level.
Oh.
Good one.
I would also be happier probably.
Are you unhappy now, Michael? Do we need to...
Mine is going to be, I would like to be like a very good woodworker. Like I'd like to have that skill. I'm an okay. I can put stuff together, but I can't do any of the fancy stuff.
Hey, you just need some practice.
Yeah.
And a lot of more tools.
I think I have a good number of tools.
You could always use more.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
But I really need a truck so I can get better wood.
Yeah.
Not Home Depot.
I'd like to learn how to play the guitar, but I wouldn't want to be amazing at it. I'd like to be able to strum.
Yeah. The acoustic guitar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be a master of that skill because then like feels like you're wasting it if you're not going to use it.
Nah. Really. You just want to sit in the quad and pick up girls?
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Which quad?
Doesn't matter.
Any quad. You got that skill, you can sit in any quad.
You just pick up a guitar at somebody's house and people just like, oh. You play? Yeah, just a little.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know? Yeah.
Free bird. And that's it for small topics.
Thanks, Jason. Those are some great small topics. News. So here are three news items to discuss this week about Walt Disney World. Number one, pass holders to get some relief from park pass reservations. So beginning April 18th, Walt Disney World annual pass holders will be able to visit the theme parks after 2 p.m. without needing a park reservation, except on Saturdays and Sundays at the Magic Kingdom. While we knew this was coming, we now have an exact date of the change. Past blockout dates will continue to apply like they do today. And the change is the first phase and several updates planned for the Disney Park Pass system, including changes to park hopping.
Woohoo! This is exciting. I guess 2 p.m. must be like the time people leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the rope droppers.
I'm sure it's not just a
are headed home
time.
For a nap. And then they take a nap and then they're like, well, let's just go to the pool for a little while. And then they go to the pool and they go to dinner and then they go to bed.
Yeah. I'm still waiting on those park hopping changes. That's what I want.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
What are the park hopping changes?
Coming.
No. I think the rumor is it'll be like
anytime
10 or 11 in the morning or something.
Oh, yeah. I guess they couldn't do it anytime because then what's the point of having the
reservation?
Yeah.
I guess it would just slow you down because you'd still have to go to your first park.
Yeah. You still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man.
Y'all
trying,
already?
Yeah, I'm trying to get them on there. Yeah.
Look.
We all artists, man. You feel me? We gonna have this like
bro, me and my man Kai, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit right now. I gonna lie, we play with this shit right now for real. I gonna lie.
Don't play with it. Take that shit serious.
I do hope they change it so if it's after whatever the cutoff is for the park hopper, you don't have to go to the first park before you go to the other park.
Do you still have to do that?
I think
so.
Do
you have to do that?
Yeah.
Do we know, though?
No.
I'm not 100% sure, but...
We like to follow rules, though.
Some of us do.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Well, you know who doesn't follow rules?
Donald Duck.
That was what I was going to say.
Well, he tries to. Yeah. Well, actually, I was referring to the Genie, which brings us to number 2, Disney Genie Plus, to include PhotoPass attraction photos.
Woohoo!
The Genie follows all sorts of rules.
Mm-hmm.
Just those 3.
He doesn't follow the rules of physics.
Well,
yeah.
Neither does Donald Duck.
He tries to. Beginning March 20th, guests purchasing Disney Genie Plus service will also receive digital downloads of their Disney PhotoPass attraction photos taken in the park on the day of their purchase at no additional charge. And again,
at least the Genie wears pants. Think about that.
Does he?
I think so.
Yeah.
He does on the stage version, at least.
Yeah, those red pants. He doesn't wear a shirt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bare-chested and red pants.
Again, we knew this change was coming, but now we have an exact date.
Gold belt.
Attraction photos are taken while in the parks at more than a dozen of Walt Disney World's most popular attractions, including Space Mountain, Slinky Dog Dash, Test Track, Expedition Everest, and more. So if you still want like your other photo pass pictures, it sounds like those aren't included. Like these are just the attraction ones.
That's a bummer. Because one of the great things about the Disneyland Genie Plus was you got the photo pass with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was very nice.
Well, now you will again, except for the
good pictures.
Well, yeah, but
you want the picture of the back of your head from Pirates?
I mean, at Disneyland, what are you going to? You're standing, you'll block the view of the castle if you're standing in front of the castle.
It's true. That one you have to get right up close.
Yeah.
You can't get a down Main Street one.
I mean, if you did.
This is a nice picture of you.
Yeah. Thank you.
On a crowded road with nothing behind you.
Except Californians.
Yeah.
Locals.
I like Disneyland.
I like Disneyland too.
Yeah, me too.
Did I mention I signed up for that Disneyland half? Did we talk
about
that?
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
I think you mentioned you were going to.
Okay. It's been a while since we recorded, so I just don't remember.
When's that?
January.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Got to do all sorts of planning.
Disneyland trip.
Yeah.
Woo!
Looking forward to going to that Avengers campus. That's what it's called.
Oh, yeah. That's fun. Yeah. Spider-Man.
See all those cool characters that came out a day before on a movie or something.
Well, speaking of characters, number 3, the Mandalorian and Grogu are now in Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. So coinciding with the highly anticipated 3rd season premiere of The Mandalorian on Disney+, the show's 2 stars, Din Djarin aka The Mandalorian, and Grogu, aka Baby Yoda, are now meeting guests in Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. Apparently, this is not a limited time thing, as Disney has said that the Mandalorian and Grogu appearances will become part of daily operation at Disney's Hollywood Studios. They had already debuted at Star Wars Galaxy's Edge in Disneyland in November of 2022, after being announced by the show's creator, Jon Favreau, at the D23 Expo last September. And boy, was there a crowd for The Mandalorian yesterday.
Yeah, it wasn't for him. Let's just be clear.
Well, yeah.
Come on.
I hope he's walking around when we're there.
Yeah, maybe. So he's been at Disneyland for a while, right?
Yeah, since October.
Yeah, and so is Boba Fett.
Since November, sorry.
Yeah. So this means the timelines are now askew at our Galaxy's Edge as well.
Maybe. He could be an old Mandalorian. Grogu probably looks the same.
Well, then he'd be a little hunched over. This armor's so heavy.
No, the armor keeps him standing up.
Oh, it keeps your posture?
Maybe it's a different Mandalorian.
It did look like a madhouse.
But it has one of those back braces built into it.
I kind of think they're going to have to put him behind a line, like a barrier or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's untenable.
Or have more characters so it kind of spreads out the crowd.
Yeah.
More popular characters. Yeah.
I mean, I did see Chewbacca and
the original character.
Yeah. I can't remember her name. She had purple hair walking around when we were there.
Mindy St. Clair.
It's not Mindy St. Clair. So.
Yeah, I don't remember her name.
Mindy St. Clair.
It's not Mindy St. Clair. It's some sort of weird Star Wars name.
It's Mindy St. Cloud.
Who is Mindy St. Cloud?
From Cloud City.
Who's Mindy St. Clair?
From The Medium Place.
Okay.
And that is it for news.
That was some good news, Michael.
Tweet.
And now, William's Royal Race Rundown Report.
So yeah, as we record on Thursday, I have been home for 4 days from Walt Disney World, and I will leave in approximately, 40 hours or less to go back. My shortest in-between trips ever, 5 days.
37 hours.
Okay, let's do it. So, went down for a quick Disney Princess 5K run Disney weekend and a trip down to Brave Spring training and packed in a lot of stuff for a short amount of time, actually. Stayed at Coronado Springs again. Haven't done that since 2020. Lovely. I'm a big fan of it. As long as you're not all the way in the back.
Yeah.
And even then we used the car. So still, I mean, it was, except when I got dropped off at the Uber up front, the cab up front, because again, he dropped me off at the tower, and it was a bit of a walk to the casitas or whatever it was. I don't know.
You got to go around the lake.
Yeah.
And then know where, if you, when you go in the second time and you know where your room is.
Yeah, it's great.
And you can go around the lake and then get straight up to your, whatever stairwell you need.
Yeah.
But when you're looking for your room,
it's always unmarked, the right turn.
It's terrible.
You never parked in the right place.
Nope.
I will say this one was like literally the first, it was on the corner of the building at the parking lot. Like it was the closest room to the parking lot. So that was nice. Yeah. So that was convenient and, you know, no view, but who keeps the windows open anyway in a moderate? It was nice. They updated those rooms a few years ago. I will say they should get those Coca-Cola freestyle machines like Caribbean Beach has.
Oh yeah. That'd be nice.
Cause I do have, one of my parents bought the cup, the refill cup. And guess what? It's still going to be valid for a couple of days.
Bring it.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Let's see. Got there late that night and then got up the next morning and had to go get the bib and everything because this was on Thursday and we were running on Friday. So I went to the expo. So this is the first day of the expo. So if you want to get merchandise, you got to get in the virtual queue at 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. So did it. And it was like, I don't know. They estimated like 11 or something like that. I'm like, oh, okay, that's leisurely morning. Get there. It'll be great.
Yep.
Went over. There was a line for bib pickup, but it moved the whole time. Like it was, in and out of there in 10 minutes, 15 minutes tops.
That's not bad.
And then went over to the expo and got the free t-shirt, and it was a madhouse in there. Because Princess is its own thing, man. Like they merchandise the crap out of Princess, even more than Star Wars. And people are just super excited about buying everything for Princess, more than the other races. And like everybody's dressed up, even for the expo and everything, tiaras, and it's just the whole thing. It's a vibe. Which it's cool. It's nice. Not
did
really.
Did you dress up like a prince?
I did not.
Did you see any princes?
There were some, yeah. I will say that during the race, there weren't as many. The costumes were better in the 10K in January than they were for the princess race. But there were more people dressed up as princesses. So, but overall, the costumes were better in January. So I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, I feel like the princess one would be a pretty low hanging fruit costume-wise. Yeah. You put on a tutu and a blue shirt and your Snow White.
Yeah.
Yellow tutu.
But that guy.
But if you're doing like, I don't know, Toy Story one.
Gizmo Duck in January. Yeah. That guy did it right. Oh, yeah. See,
those people are going to be more creative.
Yeah, exactly. The family Madrigal, they were good too in January. So yeah. And then the virtual queue, you still had to wait like 15 minutes in like the zigzaggy line, but it moved the whole time too, but it did help to keep the crowds low in that merchandise section. So that was cool. I didn't have an issue with that. I think it was fine. By the time we did all that, it was time for lunch, and then needed to go to bed early, so it was time to start looking to snag a res for dinner. Mm-hmm. And at this point, I'm determined. I just decided I was going to have Ohana that night. So by goodness, I did.
Yes. Did you get that noodle stuff?
Of course. Yeah. You just have to keep looking. Now you're going to find what you want. At least for around 3 to 4 people. You know, once you get above that, it gets tougher. The 2 hour. Food reservation thing, it's a game changer, everybody. Like, just, I would say don't even bother.
With the super advanced ones?
It's either get on it at like, 6 a.m. or whatever that first day, or just wait until the day of. Unless you have a big group, obviously, and you need to try to get something. But if you're just a few people, I've seen everything on there now pop up, even Victoria and Albert's.
It's, they've spent so long training people to go into Thunderdome for the ADRs. It'll probably be a while before they cotton on to the fact that you can just wait and get something.
I mean, I'm fine with it. Let's keep it going as long as we can. Because
keep it quiet, just between us.
So Ohana was great, obviously. First round of steak again was tough, and I think she heard me. Because I was like, yeah, it's like last time. It's a little. And she must have been behind me. Oh, you'd like it more rare? I was like, yeah. And boy, did it. It was rare on the next one, but it was good. I went to bed.
What was your favorite, the steak, the chicken, or the
shrimp? It was the steak. It was that rare steak, actually. Actually, that's not true. It's the noodles.
Chicken's good. Mm. No, I'm saying of the meats.
Oh, yeah. It was the steak this time. The shrimp weren't very good this time at all.
I haven't enjoyed the shrimp the last few times.
They were good in January.
Yeah.
The chicken was the winner in January. The beef was the winner this time.
All right.
Then I got reminded, remember they used to have sauces too out on the table? Like hibachi. They don't do that anymore.
I wouldn't have remembered that until you mentioned it.
Yeah, well, there you go. Somebody mentioned it while we were eating, and I completely forgot about it. So there you go. Went to bed early. Got up, got right on the bus to go to the race.
You didn't have issues like last time?
Not a bit. I mean, this time the bus, it came last time too to all the ones at all the bus stops at moderate. But yeah, this one worked great. Got there, got in the corral. Our friend Katie walked it with my mom and I. It was great. Hmm. The one thing they didn't have was they usually bring a carrot and ladies and gentlemen, Goofy, you know, up on the, when they're Gorsh. Hyping people up. They didn't have anybody. It was weird.
Yeah.
And there was no movie trailer. There was no, like, I don't know. This is fine. I was like, oh.
Well, what movie would they trailer?
I don't know. Haunted Mansion, maybe?
It's the princess. It would have to be princess related.
I don't know.
Little Just Mermaid?
Paper.
Little Not Mermaid? Paper.
Oh, yeah. Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
That's they could have debuted out. The trailer.
Unless we missed
That would
it.
Have been crazy if they debuted the trailer for The Little Mermaid at the Princess Weekend.
That would be cool.
They have to awesome. Any day now because the movie comes out like in 2 months.
Yeah.
3 months.
They're probably holding it back. They're like, you know what? I don't want to hear it. We're you'll see it or you won't.
Yeah. Did the 5K. It was lovely. The weather was good. It was very, very cloudy and humid, but not hot. So it was fine. And the sun comes up. It was hot all get out.
Did the sun come up like while you were
finishing?
Okay.
Yeah. So Alex did all the 10K and the half. And she was good. Like, it just got hot when the sun came up on the half. But even on the half, by the time the sun's coming up, you're like at least halfway done or so.
Mm-hmm.
If you're running and everything. Because we walked the 5K. So, you know, it took a while. But it was good. They had the only thing, it was the Jasmine 5K, but I did not see Jasmine out there.
Oh.
Yeah. Weird, right?
Yeah.
But Cinderella and Prince Charming and one of those mice, man, I'm telling you, it was like Grogu and Mandalorian out there. People were like just lined up for ages.
For who?
Cinderella and the Prince Charming and one of the mice. I don't know which mice is.
No, Jasmine and the one.
Didn't see it.
Weird.
Yeah. Unless I missed it, but maybe they switched out or something. Yeah.
Maybe she was sick. Maybe she was supposed to be there and she got sick that
maybe.
Did you look up? Maybe she's on a flying carpet.
I did not look up. But they did, you know, their race entertainment was good. You know, they had the, you know, screens out and everything.
I bet she had her cloak on because she was out with the riffraff.
Probably.
So you couldn't just recognize her.
Street rat.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was probably what it was.
Still, I think he's rather tasty.
Also had a nice medal. I mean, it was nice and big. Didn't have any animated stuff on it.
Yeah,
you know?
The princess medals were really nice looking. Yeah.
Let's see. After that, I went and got breakfast, rested for a little bit. I think my folks went over to Epcot, and I met Alex and Donnie over at Hollywood Studios. We got a lightning lane for Rise of the Resistance. Spoiler alert, never got on Rise of the Resistance again. It was down most of the day, so we exchanged it for a Slinky Dog. Did have another lovely lunch / late lunch at ABC Commissary. Just fantastic. And sit right next to the fountain drinks and just go get as much as you want on a hot day. Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic. In the air conditioning. Too. Yeah. Just again, big fan.
Yeah. I don't really like the food, but I like everything else in the ABC Commissary.
Good. The tacos were actually quite tasty.
Yeah. I got whatever thing Alex said to get last time.
Some sort of grilled cheese.
I wasn't a huge fan of it.
The shrimp tacos were actually quite good.
Yeah.
I highly recommend them, folks.
And they have steak fries, which are a disgrace to the name
that
of fry.
That's incorrect. I mean, that's fine that you think that, but you know. What else? We just, you know, tooled around Hollywood Studios. It was a very busy day, very busy week. Did Millennium Falcon a couple times on single rider. Solid day. Had to be out of there early though, because we had old people dinner hours at like 4:45 for the Fantasmic dining package.
Yeah.
Nice.
Did the Brown Derby, which again, fantastic meal every time. I had goodness. What's the name? It was just a bunch of seafood in a bowl. I don't know.
Paella?
No. There's no rice. I can't think of the word right now, but it was good. But the steak was the winner.
Bouillabaisse?
It was in a bouillabaisse or something like that. I'm going to look it up when I'm not talking the next time.
I'll look it up. Continue.
Yeah. And so at Brown Derby, the Fantasmic dining package thing, you get an appetizer, entree, and dessert all included. Mm. And it was like $79. But those entrees are expensive too, and had a really good dessert. My dad got Bananas Foster. He didn't really love it, but I thought it was really good. Mm. And then we're out of there by like, you know, 6 o'clock, and Fantasmic started at 8 o'clock. So they want you there by 7:30. So we just, you know, shopped around and like looked at all the shops and everything. And
do they have like a separate like queue for the dining package people?
Yes. So there's a lightning lane and dining package. So dining package, I don't know where they put the lightning lane people. They used to put the dining package people. The last time I did it was years ago.
Ciapino?
Ciapino. Yeah, that's what it was.
Seafood Ciapino.
Yep, that's what it was. It was good. Just a bunch of seafood. And shrimp with the heads on. So you had to take the heads off. So they just pop right off. It's they used to put you in not great seats, but now you're in Mickey middle right there.
Oh, nice.
For a Fantasmic.
Oh, that's good.
So it was great.
Maybe we should get the dining package when we're down there.
So this was my first viewing of Fantasmic, the new Fantasmic, not on YouTube. And let me tell you, Moana and Elsa are crowd favorites. I mean, people lose their minds. There was a kid behind me that was, look, we all get irritated at the end of the day. This kid was a little bit too old to be acting the way he was acting. I'm just saying. But by the time the show came on, wrapped. Like, and it was great. And those Magic Band pluses, they go crazy for Fantasmic. Like, you can see, like, even if you don't put your hand up, you can see it out of the corner of your eye. Like, just everything, it interacts with every scene. And it buzzes at you when, like, the fireworks go off.
Oh, cool.
Like when Mickey explodes at the end. I was like, okay, that's pretty neat. And then I noticed later when we were at Epcot the next night, it does it for the Epcot little Spaceship Earth show thing.
When
they do that like every 15 minutes or whatever, it changes the, cause I was scanning in and it was already starting to buzz at me and turn different colors. I was like, oh, okay.
Well, that's cool.
That's pretty cool. But yeah, it was awesome. The new Fantasmic's great. And even the stuff they added that's not in the main section, you can tell there are new special effects and new lighting, and it's great. There was a guy I work with, which we may have on the show one day. He used to be a cast member. He has great Disney opinions, but he doesn't like Fantasmic. When he said that, I'm like, okay, we're done here. I got nothing else to say to you today.
He's not going
to
be on the show then.
I'm gonna learn why. He's like, well, it's just like, I don't want to hear it.
Nope.
I don't want to hear it. But we actually didn't keep talking about it because it was.
I wonder why it doesn't.
I was so disgusted. Well, I'll find out.
I'm very curious. Yeah.
But yeah, that was pretty much the end of Disney. Except went to Brave Spring Training the next day, but without traffic, it's a little under 2 hours down the road. With I-4, which is the worst place on earth, it was almost 3 hours each way.
Jeez. And where was it again?
Northport.
On the West Coast.
Yes, it's right under you get to Sarasota and go like 10 more minutes.
Okay.
And it's like if they built a spring training place up here. There's a lot of room up here in Alpharetta, you know, where all the warehouses and pretend they just put one there and they started building neighborhoods around it. And then COVID happened. So they're still in the process of building neighborhoods around it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a nice little spot. It's just there's nothing there right now. But it was nice, you know, it was lovely to be out there in the sun and everything. But then we had to race back because we had a Space 220 dinner. And this was pre 2 hours. My dad had this on the books for a while.
Oh, yeah.
He found one. So back then, in the old days, it was really difficult to do.
What'd you think of it?
So, like, the gimmick is awesome.
It's
I love
so
it.
Cool. Yeah.
And I had heard from almost everybody, including you guys, the food was, it was good. You know, my food was, my entree was great.
Yeah.
I had the duck. Sorry, Michael.
It's okay.
No, I know it upsets you.
Space duck. It's all right.
It was space duck, but it had like an orange glaze on it too. And it was roasted duck. It was amazing. I really, really liked it. And I got like, you know, sorbet or whatever for dessert. So no big deal. And I think it was scallop ravioli for an appetizer. It was solid. Like I really enjoyed my dinner there.
Oh, good.
And then as we were leaving, Harmonious was going on. So that's a good time to leave up.
Where were you sitting?
On the lower one, but not on the screen. Mm. Like, not there was screen, middle, window. And then wall, and we were on wall. View station. Sorry. And the gimmick's awesome. Except we were there as they were closing up. And I was like, oh. Well, for a second, I was like, God, they got a lot of empty tables. I'm like, they're closing. That's what it is. So as we were leaving, we were the only ones there. I'm like, how do we leave? Like, I'm trying to press the button or whatever. And it's like a fake screen. It's a screen, but it's not a button. And a cast member finally, there was another family coming up. I'm like, I don't know. And then the door opened. I was like, all right, cool. But I love the gimmick. It was awesome. And I think that's it. I mean, it was a very quick trip. Yeah. My parents also did Magic Kingdom one day before I got there and walked around Epcot, but I didn't get to walk around Epcot, so I'll be doing that this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it for my Royal Race Rundown report.
Sounds like a good time was had by all.
Even that little brat behind me at Fantasmic. I mean, too old to be acting the way this kid was acting. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And then the father trying to be like, Well, tell me why you're upset. He was tired. That's why. Yeah. He was tired of sitting there. That's what happened. Okay.
It's boring if you're a kid sitting there that long.
And
no, it's nice if you're an adult. It's a nice little rest.
Yeah.
Mess around with your phone.
Did, yeah. And he was like, you've already used your screen time for a day. I was like, buddy, that's a mistake.
You open that up.
Yeah. Because his sister was on the phone. And like, but he was still acting like a little
bit. No, you allow more time.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Just to shut him up, allow more time.
Today's topic is Small Topics Returns. So this is, you know and love the small topics at the top of every show. So these are all Disney related small topics provided by me and the listeners and Will.
I see you didn't submit any, Michael.
Mm-mm.
Shame.
So here we go.
You should ask one about the Eternals.
They're all about the Eternals, incidentally.
I'm out.
Nobody will answer.
There's one question per Eternal.
Ugh.
Number Druig.
There's 10 Eternals.
There were 10 of them?
Yeah.
That's too many.
Five that had like mental powers. Not and you anymore, had five that not. Had like physical power. Yeah, there's not anymore. They killed off.
Which one was Harry Styles?
He's not an Eternal.
He's Eros.
He's a Titan. Well, he's Thanos' brother.
Which one was Jon Snow? He was just a dude.
Yeah, he was just a
sword. I wonder if they're going
to
pick back
up. His family has a magic sword. I'm sure they will. Yeah.
Maybe.
Anyway.
It took him 15 years to pick back up on Adam Warlock.
Yeah. Yeah, we were talking about that the other day. Like, in phase three, especially, because I've been going back and watching them, they really pick up on the end credit scenes. Like, they pay them off pretty soon afterwards, like in the next movie or two. But this one, there's a lot of open end credit scenes that they haven't paid off yet. So
where's Nick Fury? I don't know.
Yeah. On vacation in space.
Maybe that's just what it is.
It might be.
Yeah. He was on vacation. It's not setting up anything, people.
Not everything's something.
God.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Yes.
Small topic number one. We've been hired to create a Clue game based in Disney World. So for each of us, which two locations, characters, and weapons will you include in the game? So we'll start with locations.
I know my first one right off the bat.
Okay.
The Utilidor.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah. And my second one is the stretching room. Because there's no windows and no doors.
Mm, okay.
So the killer somehow found a way out.
Yeah. I like it. Michael?
I'm going to go with the top of the Swiss Family Robinson treehouse.
Okay.
And the tunnel in Space Mountain that goes under the railroad tracks. That's part of the queue.
Oh. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think you could do that whole queue.
Yeah, but that all part's like very confined.
Apparently it has starry floors now.
Oh, really?
Up at the top. I saw that on the internet a few weeks ago. It wasn't worth including in news, I don't think.
I'm going to do It's a Small World.
Mm-hmm.
And
you know how like the scenes come in and out on Country Bears? Just one of them, then their body comes out.
Tom Cruise Island. If you're going to murder somebody, you go, you take them over there.
Oh, no. The bear that swings on the the swing. There's just a body.
Ooh, it just drops out.
Yeah. So the characters are the ones that did it, or the right?
Is so these one? Are all the, so we have Mrs. White, Mrs. Peacock, Professor Plum, Colonel Mustard, Miss Scarlet, and Reverend Green.
I know who Miss Scarlet is.
Who?
Red from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Ooh, that's a good one.
We can just pick any character though, right?
Yeah. Okay. But you know, who's a colonel, who's a professor, who's a reverend?
Yeah. Okay, one of mine is going to be that evil priest from Hunchback.
Is that Reverend Green?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Claude Frollo.
Yeah. Reverend Frollo.
Yeah. Let's see. I'll think of another one. I was going to say Elsa just because I think she likes to murder people.
Elsa should be Miss White.
Oh, yeah. So Mrs. it's Elsa. There we go. I'm done.
So now we have Colonel Mustard and Professor Plum and Mrs. Peacock.
I say for Mrs. Peacock, it'll be the flock of tiki birds. Or one of them, Jose.
One of the three. I'll just say the three, maybe. You know, the three main ones.
Okay.
Yeah. Or the three caballeros.
Oh, yeah. Peck your eyes out.
Peck them right out.
For Colonel Mustard, I'm going to go with like one of the presidents from the Hall of Presidents who served.
Mm-hmm.
So like an Eisenhower.
Martin
Washington.
Van Buren.
Colonel Washington.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
And then we need a professor. He's smart.
That duck. Ludwig von Drake.
Yeah. He was a professor.
Yeah. But we've kind of stayed in Animal Kingdom. So is, I mean, we've kind of stayed in characters that are in Magic Kingdom.
Oh, okay. So if we count Disneyland as technically a Magic Kingdom,
mm-hmm.
Indiana Jones was a professor.
Mm.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. Indiana Jones. Great. And now weapons. Tinkerbell's or a wand. A magic wand.
Turkey leg.
Turkey leg. It's good.
A pirate pistol.
Okay.
That giant wrench we saw under Big Thunder Mountain that was like 6 feet long.
Perfect.
Airlock.
Oh.
On Space Mountain.
Yeah, nice, yeah.
Okay. Blow you out in the space.
A strangly one.
A strangly one.
Like a rope.
Did you know that family travel has the incredible power to shape our children's worldview and create lasting memories? In a world where representation is often lacking, it's essential for our children to see themselves reflected in every aspect of life, including the stories we tell about travel. Introducing the Travel of Legacy podcast, where we're rewriting the script by celebrating the diverse voices of Black and Brown family travelers. Each episode of Travel of Legacy is a testament to the enriching power and the joy of exploration in Black and Brown communities. So journey with us and subscribe now.
Indiana Jones whip
or a vine?
Yeah, it could be a vine.
Dovine. Like that lady who is just a plant. Can you use her as a weapon?
She has a stick that she walks around on.
There's some the netting from Jungle Cruise, like on the queue, like the walls of the queue.
Oh,
yeah.
The right. rope. Yeah.
Or one of the cobras from the Jungle Cruise.
Oh yeah, cobra.
Yeah.
Cobra from Jungle Cruise.
That'll do it.
All right. Good job. Small topic number two. You've decided to go to Disney World for one day, but cannot go to the Magic Kingdom. Which one park do you go to if you bought a one-day, one-park ticket? And what else on property would you do to maximize the Disney magic? So one day, one park, not Magic Kingdom. Which one are you picking?
It's easy. It's going to be Epcot.
Yeah.
And then I get my lightning lane for Guardians of the Galaxy and try to get virtual queue too and go around the world. I don't even need anything else on property. And I can stay for Harmonious or Epcot forever. We can call that a day.
Yep.
Ride the Skyliner.
Ride the Skyliner over to Riviera and have dinner up there because I haven't done that.
That beef candle?
No, that's at the other one.
Coronado.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's right.
But maybe they have it there too. I don't know. I haven't been there. Topolino's Terrace.
Yep.
Because it has views of the fireworks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Magic.
Okay. Michael?
Yeah, I was actually going to go with Epcot too, so I don't really have much to add.
All right. I'm going to go with Studios. Get a little Star Wars in, you get a little Toy Story in, you get a little other in. And then just stay through Fantasmic. Maybe you start late. Yeah,
I think you start
late. You got breakfast somewhere.
Yeah.
A nice breakfast.
Yeah.
On the resort.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe hit up Disney Springs, do a little shopping, and then head to Hollywood Studios around 3.
Oh, you need any more time than that, buddy.
Nah, you've already gotten Lightning Lanes and Genie Pluses and such.
All right, you better.
Yeah,
you
got all that.
You're going to go to the late Fantasmic?
Yeah.
9:30?
Late Fantasmic.
Okay, fair enough. Apparently, that's the one to go to because there's like, if they do two shows, because you don't have to get, like, it was slam packed at our show.
Yeah, when we were there, they weren't doing the two shows. But they were the week before and the week after.
I saw pictures of the second show that night we were there. And it was, you know, it was about maybe half full.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah. Just got a late
show. It's very positive.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. If you were entered into some kind of Nathan's style snack eating contest, but you got to choose the snack, which snack would you choose to maximize your chances of winning the competition? And this is like the hot dog eating contest.
Sure. Yeah.
But with popcorn. A Disney snack.
Popcorn for me.
Okay.
As long as I had a beverage to go with it. The salty.
Oh, yeah. I guess you get a glass of water.
Lukewarm water. That's what you get with it. So it no slides Coke? Down your gullet.
No Coke. They dip those buns in that water.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I mean, I still want to enjoy it. I'm going to have a little Coke.
You can't have Coke.
I'm going to drink some Coke if I want a Coke.
You're disqualified. That's a DQ. Well, that's an automatic
still
DQ.
Still going to get a nice meal out of it. I'll go with the the dumplings from the Chinese place. That's one of my favorite snacks. I could eat a bunch of dumplings.
Oh, that's good. I would want to say corn dog, but I would vomit immediately after corn dog started. So I'm going to go with, I'm going to go with either chicken nuggets or the Pop-Tart from Woody's Lunchbox.
Get them nugs.
I'm going to go with the Pop-Tart or the toaster pastry.
Yeah.
Lunchbox pastry.
Anything's dangerous though.
Yeah.
It's just... You're going to be sick.
I chose popcorn because I have more experience eating like a ton of popcorn than any other.
Yeah.
Food. Yeah.
I think popcorn's probably the answer.
But it's going to be a bad night. Like, it's just regardless for any of this. It's just going to, I don't feel you good.
Pop one of those indigestion pills before.
You're going to need something. I mean, it's just, it's not good for you, folks.
Apples.
And do not try to do a Dole Whip competition.
No, you can't choose ice cream. That would be a poor choice. Oh, churros might work.
Oh, it might. Oh, I thought of another murder weapon.
What?
At Disneyland, churro? Did you ever get the ice cream sandwiches or anything? And they were hard as a rock.
Yes, they're so hard.
That's what
so hard.
Just frozen so soft.
California.
Yep.
All right. Small topic number four is from Tom. If you were to send each of the other two hosts to a job post at Disney with the intent of torturing them, which roles would you choose for them? So for Michael, immediately Jungle Cruise skipper.
Oh, poor Michael.
That would be the worst thing for him. For Will, I'm going to say the person that hands out the pagers at Dumbo.
Well, what's so bad about that? I'm inside.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, you're gonna...
The person that asks you how many you want in Dumbo?
I don't know. See, for me, I've already decided what I'm going to do for you. I just haven't pinned it down yet. It has to do with the heat.
Yeah, mine's pretty easy, I think. Yeah. I'm going to have to continue to think.
Yeah, no, that's fine. All right, I got Michael's ready.
Okay.
Just any of those interactive people at Galaxy's Edge. I mean, no, the Star Wars hotel where you're like really involved in putting on a character for like 2.5 days or whatever.
Oh, I think that was going to be one of mine for you.
Yeah.
Something where it was going to be a Galaxy's Edge where you have to be really in character.
I could do it, but I wouldn't enjoy it. I don't know. Yeah. For Jason, Michael, you're going to be one of those people, but not even like a cool stormtrooper or something. It's like you have to talk to everybody and start a conversation.
Yeah, that would be that.
While in character.
Good ones.
For Jason, I think it's going to be somebody working at Animal Kingdom because it's the hottest place on Earth.
Yeah.
Maybe just one of those people standing in the heat, like, on one of those trails answering questions about birds or something.
Oh man.
No shade there. And you all you got is one of those hats.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
All right. For Will, I'm gonna go with he has to lead the behind the scenes tour at Living with the Land.
I would also dislike
cut up those cucumbers.
I feel like I would do a public service announcement if I worked at Living with Lynch. You should keep moving. You should do. You got how many? You should go somewhere else.
Closed. I'm sorry, the last tour.
What did you work for me at CNN?
For Jason.
They would duck down behind the counter for the last like 20 minutes. God.
I feel like you would see them.
And you could if you walked all the way up there, but if you just walked past, you thought it looked close.
That's funny.
I mean, I would not want to work janitorial or deal with those. Wait, where would I have to deal with horrible children screaming?
Yeah, that's why I put you in Dumbo.
Yeah. Maybe being a friend of Mickey or something, or like, you know, you have to wrangle people. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Somebody walking around with one of the characters. So, one of the people walking around with the characters in the Crystal Palace for breakfast.
All right. Winnie the Pooh has to keep moving now. Okay.
Get your pictures and get out of here, kids.
Please don't throw
excuse me, sir. Sir. Sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Sir.
Ma'am.
Sir. Sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Sir. I haven't seen that pig yet, Piglet.
One, please stop spitting pancakes on me as you're like screaming at me. And two, Piglet's coming. Don't worry.
Where? Bring him now. My child is special.
Is a Piglet a she?
No one knows.
How dare
no
you? One
know, do we not know that?
No, I think it's a boy, but okay. Where's seems like manager? A she.
My manager is Walt.
Dead.
No, his name's actually Walt. I'll go get him if you'd like.
Hello.
All right. My for Jason is he's going to have to be part of the holiday decorating team, which he thinks he would enjoy, except that it's overnight.
Yeah.
So,
and I don't get to be in charge of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're doing exactly
what somebody else is doing. There's
a chart of where this goes.
You're going to be super tired.
You need to turn that ornament 2 more degrees.
All right. From Ashley, one's got to go Rise, Guardians, or Flight of Passage?
Pass. We can use pass, right?
No, you can't use pass.
Oh.
She had the third one as Fantasmic, which was too easy. This is the question.
This is hard.
Yeah.
It is hard.
And I don't want to do what my first instinct is, which is Flight of Passage. Because it's groundbreaking too.
Yeah.
But it is your least favorite of the three, I would say.
Yeah, but I really like it. It's not fair.
Yeah, I was gonna go with Rise. I have the same problem. It's like, I love it, but...
Because it's way better than Flight of Passage. That's why you shouldn't get rid of it.
No, I was going to get rid of it.
It's way better than Flight of Passage. It's
got better. But not way better.
Got that lightsaber coming down through the roof, man. You know, I'm just saying. Remember when all those guns worked?
Yeah. Mine's Guardians.
Yeah, that's fair.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we have one of each. Yeah. I'll take Flight. I hate to do it. I really do. I mean, it's a lovely ride.
Hopefully they'll put something good in its place.
Flight of Passage?
Yeah, all of them.
Well, it's just they'll put it underwater, right?
Yeah. Like I'll just change the theme.
Water Passage.
All right, from Will. Mickey's choice, all Flights of Passage or all Big Thunder Mountain Railroads?
What does that mean?
Like, can't be like, well, I'm going to get rid of the Big Thunder Mountain in Disney World because I can go ride it in Disney World.
Yeah. This was for you.
Yeah.
Wait, I don't understand the question.
One's got to go, basically.
One's got to go, and it's gone from ever. Forever.
Oh, okay. Flight of Passage or Thunder Mountain?
Yeah.
And there's you can't wiggle your way out of
it.
Nope. I'm sorry. I'm going to go with Flight of Passage.
Good for you.
Even though it's better than Thunder Mountain, Thunder Mountain means more to me.
There you go.
Well, I feel bad now because I'm going to go with Thunder Mountain.
I'm getting rid of Thunder Mountain, too. Because I got rid of Flight on the last one.
Yep.
I mean, I really like
Will Big hates Thunder Flight. It's because those E-Crons are kind of like dragons.
Did you guys?
I hate all of your favorites, Michael.
I might be stupid, but did you guys realize that Flight of Passage is a play on the word of Rite of Passage?
Yes.
Nope.
I didn't until like the other day. And I was like,
no idea.
Oh.
That's nice.
This one is also from Will. If you could have any of the models you've seen at any Disney property, including like parks, Disney Cruise Line, Disney Family Museum.
Disney Family Museum. I didn't know what DFM meant.
Et cetera. In your home, which one would you choose?
And my thought was like Progress City too, you know?
That's a big counts. One. The whole thing or the just what's thing. Left?
The whole original thing.
Now, I was going to put a stipulation in this that it's...
Progress City could fit down here.
Well, that it was like space wasn't an option. Like you have a magical room of requirement in your house that does that. But I think it's funnier if you have to put it in your current house.
Yeah. It takes up an entire floor. You know, like Progress City could probably fit down here, I think.
Probably.
Depending on how, like the original, the one they have now definitely could. It'd fit right here.
Yeah.
I believe.
Yeah. I don't know how big that original one was. I've only seen pictures of it.
I don't either. I would, I'll go ahead and answer. I don't know where I'd put it. But I would like that Galaxy's Edge model that they use to even like, you know, like had a little camera down there and stuff, you know, like, is it look really neat?
The one they had at D23.
Yeah. That looked really cool. Good job. Models are awesome.
They are.
I would go with the Disneyland Paris castle model.
Yeah.
That's in the
One Man's Dream.
Yeah.
Is it over there?
Yeah. It's definitely been, if it's not in there currently.
Because they have a Disneyland one in there.
Yeah. I think they have them all.
Yeah. They had they rotate out sometimes too. Because they had like New Fantasyland. I remember that.
Yeah.
Or the original Epcot models that they had in Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
In the preview center.
And they had a Magic Kingdom model
the preview center that was away from the park.
We'd have to mount that vertically on the side of the house.
No, they had it where the Mickey meet and greet is on Main Street, like in that big, like where Magician Mickey was.
Yeah,
in there,
Town Hall, isn't it, or something?
Yeah, there used to be a giant model of the Magic Kingdom in there at one point. I was going to go with the Disneyland model from the Disney Family Museum. There's not really room for it, probably.
But it's so cool.
Like, would have to go down here. It's so cool. Realistically, I would go with the Big Thunder Mountain model that I believe we saw it in the lobby of the Disneyland Hotel. It was the Disneyland Big Thunder Mountain.
Yeah.
But it looks so cool. Cause I don't know. It's a model. And it had little
and models
trains.
Of roller coasters are cool.
They are.
All right. Number 8. You've heard of the Sensational Six, Mickey,
no.
Minnie, Donald, Daisy, Goofy,
no.
and Pluto. But which Disney animated classics villain would make up the Sin with an I, Sensational Six?
All right, that's good.
The Sensational.
This is the best argument you've ever made for it being Sensational Six.
Well, you have to have the Evil Queen.
Absolutely.
Yep. And Maleficent.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm putting in Ursula.
Yeah. Are we just putting everybody from Fantasmic in? Like,
see, now it's going to be Jafar. Hard to limit it to six.
Yeah.
Well, I think, so we have three women, so let's do three men.
Like Captain Hook.
Maybe.
I think he's
maybe. He's not. I mean, is he on Maleficent level?
I mean,
Dr. Facilier is.
I mean, was the Vulture on his, other people's
his
level?
His movie came out the same decade as Sleeping Beauty.
I mean, we could put that. What was the giant hell monster or whatever from Fantasia?
Chernabog.
Fantasia.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm just saying, he's pretty scary.
Can you guys scooch in? We're trying to take this picture. Scooch a little more. Chernabog, can you bend down some?
What about Gaston?
No.
He's not that evil. No, he's just a douche.
Yeah. And it can't be Prince Hans. He was just misunderstood.
We got Hades.
Jafar.
Ooh, Jafar's a bad one.
Some more recent, like, you know, Dr. Facilier. I'd put him on there. He's creepy.
His scheme was to steal everybody's soul.
I want
to
put him on there.
Yeah.
He's my vote.
Yeah. I already put him on there.
All right, good. So is that four or five?
I think four.
Or if you count Jafar, it's five.
Oh, yeah.
Scar.
He's just a lion.
He's evil.
The worst thing he did was let go.
That is not true.
He's like Rose from Titanic.
The worst thing he did was, after killing his brother, was...
He didn't kill his brother.
After letting go, then he sicked his minions on.
Yeah.
Little... what's his name?
His name's Simba.
Simba.
I mean, sure. I feel like we're missing one. Like a really good one, you know? I don't... Yeah.
The The Horn King. No. No. Radigan.
Stop thinking of the bad ones.
Abuela.
She's not evil. Fine.
Oh, what about
Tafiti?
Him.
Who?
Pete.
No. Come on.
He's evil.
He's not that evil.
He kept kidnapping Minnie Mouse.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
kidnapping's not good.
No, yeah, especially when you do it multiple times to the same person.
I'd vote Scar over him.
Yeah, I think Scar is the most evil of the ones we've mentioned.
It'd be nice to have an animal on there. That's I'll vote.
Did we do Hades?
No, but Michael hates Hercules. You know, he thinks it's a garbage movie.
And Hades isn't that evil.
He's the devil.
No.
He's the god of the underworld.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's different.
That's pretty much the same thing.
Everybody has to go to the underworld.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'd vote no. I'd rather have Scar.
Yeah. Or I still think Captain Hook is a contender. I mean, he kills children.
He
tries to kill children.
He's not good at it.
Yeah. The Disney one's not good at it.
I mean, he tied Tiger Lily to an anchor and let the tide come in.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
He should have tied her to an anchor and threw her off a ship.
Well, nobody said he was good at being a villain. Yeah. He has evil thoughts for sure.
Just saying.
He's bumbling.
Yeah.
I say Scar. I'm good with Scar.
Yeah, I think it's Scar.
All right. Number 9. Would you rather spend 30 days living in any or even multiple Disney resorts, but only be able to leave the resort for 2 hours a day, or spend 30 days at Disney with all the bells and whistles you can think of, but you have to stay 2 hours away?
That's easy from this past weekend. I'm staying on the resort.
Yeah. Because
traveling 2.5 hours, close to 3 each way to go to the spring training game was just hell.
It was a lot.
It was, I-4 is the worst place on earth. And there's no apparent reason most of the time why the traffic's so bad. It's just bad. Like, I know around Champions Gate, sure, there's a lane less.
Yeah.
Some of this doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
We've just been stopping and going for, you go 80 and then 20. I had to do one of those, like, go into the emergency lane one time.
Oh.
Like.
Yeah. No, thank you.
It was terrible. So, yeah, I'm staying at the resort and only leave 2 hours a day. That's fine.
Yep.
Like, it's fine.
So, you have to drive 2 hours there and back every day?
Yep.
But you can do whatever.
But you can get, like, you can have VIP tours every day.
Yeah, 4 hours a day, though. That's
a lot.
It is a lot. I'd probably even pick the resort if it was an hour. 2 hours is a lot.
Well, an hour is like a work commute.
Exactly.
Do I have to work this month? Or am I like on sabbatical or something?
Dealer's choice. Doesn't matter.
All right. Assuming I don't have to work during the day, then I'm going to do the 2 hours there and back. And just, it'll be like being at work, but I'm in the car. So it's just part of my day. Okay. But the rest of the day will be really fun.
Yeah.
I can catch up on podcasts.
Mm-hmm. For me...
Snacks?
It's good snacks. I'd go with the resort.
That means I get to do both.
And just leave 2 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I'll go do something, come back. Oh, we missed the whatever. We'll do it tomorrow.
Oh, no.
I mean, so you don't have enough time to go see a movie.
Yeah. Streaming.
See? Movies are too long these days, Michael. Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, tight 2 hours.
It could use a little more time.
No, it was good.
All right. What is the one piece of tangible or actionable advice you'd give to someone to maximize their enjoyment of their first visit to Disney? It has to be practical and not like just live in the moment.
just enjoy and stare at the castle. You know?
No.
Yeah.
I'll say bring a water bottle.
That's what I was thinking.
A refillable water bottle.
I like it. It just sounds so boring.
Yeah.
I know.
It's the practical advice.
It's practical. It's actionable. It increases the enjoyment to stay hydrated, I suppose.
You'll be less cranky.
I think for a first timer,
And it gives you something to do if your family is like really on your nerves. I'm going to go over to Space Dog Showbiz and fill up the water bottles. No, you guys, it's fine. I'll catch up.
To maximize the enjoyment of your first trip to make everything magical, I think you need to stay on the property that first time for sure.
Okay.
That's going to be mine. Doesn't matter where, but you need to stay on property.
Well, I get.
It's funny, both of you took the one. I thought of the water bottle one before you said it. And then while you were talking about that, then I was thinking of what you said.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with, especially if you're staying on property, take a break. Or no, my advice would be don't be afraid to take a break.
Yeah.
Don't be scared.
Listen to your body.
Because that way, number one, like you'll be, you won't be getting miserable during the day, especially in the heat. But also you could, when they have like the late hours, Disney World's really cool at night.
Yep.
And so that way you'll be able to stay out to like, it's open till one, like this weekend.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there's an after. I think because there's an after hours.
So we can't go there.
No, we can't go.
So it's not open till one.
Well, I meant like.
It's open till like seven. It's exact opposite of what you got me excited for.
But in this scenario, it's up until one.
Oh, okay. Like this weekend?
And finally. If you were in charge of picking the next subject for a nonfiction book related to Walt Disney World, what would you choose?
I really like that book we read for TFP Book Club about the creation of Walt Disney World, the unauthorized one.
Mm-hmm.
Something to do with that, because I loved all those stories about, you know, putting in sod at the last minute and all this stuff. Like, I feel like there's more to be told with that kind of story.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. I just don't know what, but something like that, the creations, like maybe an authorized version where they have more Imagineers go on the record or something.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
While these folks are all still alive.
Mine would be, something about the logistics of day-to-day operations, like a behind the scenes, not of building it, but now that it's built, like, you know, those facts about like, it's, you know, 3 million elephants worth of peanuts or whatever, like that kind of stuff.
Like today? And like
behind the scenes of restaurants, like,
yeah,
what that looks like, how they prepare so much food for so many people, like that kind of day-to-day operations.
I would like a book that's all about the like the tricks and illusions that they've used in the Disney theme parks.
Yep.
Especially like the ones that don't rely like on computers and stuff, like,
like how we get manipulated at times to go and one like, way or the other.
And like the engineering creativity, like coming up with something like the Pepper's Ghost or the Hatbox Ghost and stuff like that. And how when they were like building Disneyland, how they were originally coming up with these kind of things.
Yeah, so I think that'd be cool. I'd read all of those.
Mm-hmm. All right. That is it for small topics. Tune in to the extra if you're a Patreon saint, and we reimagine the three R's today with three R questions. So
three cubed.
Sign up at patreon.com/TFP podcast today. You can also visit us online at Instagram and Reddit. We're on Twitter at TFP podcast. We're on Twitter at TFP_podcast. Subscribe, rate, and review us on our favorite podcatcher. And get t-shirts at shop.tfppodcast.com. That's all I got. Anything else?
Okay, bye.
Let's go to Disney tomorrow.
Woohoo!
I think we can do better than that.
Ba-ba.
If Michael does dub in something, we need to like hear how like, you know, off key that was too.
Oh, can you auto-tune it?
Oh, nice.
I don't know. Maybe. I'm sure I could.
Maybe.
I don't know how.
I'm not going to learn how.
See how Forty gets on the ride to Disney this weekend.